Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Tes Vav, and we are going to begin about 30 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yudal Ramid Beis Amar Rav Ashi. So we're learning Perek Kol HaBasar, the topic of which, of course, are the laws of Basar V'Chalav. And as we've seen, although the Torah mentions the loisase of Basar V'Chalav three times, the Torah doesn't mention anything about the fact that you're not allowed to eat Basar V'Chalav. What the Torah says is, literally, you're not allowed to cook a young goat in its mother's milk. The Torah mentions it three times. It's in Parshas Mishpatim, it's in Parshas Kisisa, it's in Parshas Re'eh, and it's from the three mentions of Loisavashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo that Chazal said, one is coming to teach me that you're not allowed to cook Basar V'Chalav, not only a Gedi in its mother's milk, but you're not allowed to cook any Basar V'Chalav. The second mention is coming to tell me you're also not allowed to eat Basar V'Chalav. And the third is coming to teach me that you're not even allowed to benefit, there's an Isser Hanah of Basar V'Chalav as well. Stating that, this that we just mentioned, that the Makar to the Isser Achila and the Isser Hanah of Basar V'Chalav comes from the fact that the Torah repeated three times is only one sheet in the Gemara. As we'll see in today's daf, there are four other sheetas. In other words, there are five sheetas in the Gemara how it is we know that there's an Isser Achilas Basar V'Chalav. You're going to say, what do you mean? It says in the Torah three times, it's true. It says in the Torah three times you're not allowed to cook Basar V'Chalav. But how do you know that you're also not allowed to eat Basar V'Chalav? How do you know that you're also not allowed to have Hanah from Basar V'Chalav? Either way, that is the topic of today's daf, and the Gemara begins with the first sheet in the Gemara, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, how do you know that you're not allowed to eat Basar V'Chalav? I mean, even though the Torah mentions Basar V'Chalav, it says, it doesn't ever mention anything about an Isser Achila. Said Rav Ashi, it's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It's in Perik Yud Dalet Pasuk Gimel. The Torah says, Loi Soichal Kol Toyeva. You're not allowed to eat anything that's a Toyeva. Darshit Rav Ashi, Kol Sheti Avti Lecha, Harehu Bebal Toycha. Anytime a person does something that's Toyeva, what does that mean? A person does an Avera, and as a product of the Avera that you did, you now have food. The halacha is loy soicha. You're not allowed to eat it. So what would make something a teyeva? The fact that you did an avera with it. So it says Rav Ashi, even though this pasuk's not talking exclusively about Basar V'Chalav, but certainly inclusive in this pasuk is Basar V'Chalav. And being that the Torah says loy sevashel gedi b'chalev imay, so Basar V'Chalav now becomes teyeva. If Basar V'Chalav is teyeva, then loy soich al kol toyeva is in essence a loy saseh that you're not allowed to eat Basar V'Chalav. It's interesting that even though the Makar, as we mentioned, to the Isser Basar V'Chalav, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch right in the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin, and that's quoted throughout Shas, that there's an Isser Achila by Basar V'Chalav is from the fact that it says Loisav Ashi Gedi B'Chalev Imay three times, but Rashi and Chumash actually brings Rav Ashi. On this pasuk, Loisoychal Kol Toyev and Parshas Reis says Rashi, Kol Sheti Avti Lecha, and Rashi gives two examples. One example he gives is a behema that's kachim that has a mum. You're not allowed to eat it. There's a loy saseh, loy soichal kol toyeva. And then Rashi says, you learn from here as well, that bashal basar v'chalav, if somebody cooks basar v'chalav, haredova sheti afti l'cha, and hizir kana l'achiva soichulin kuf yodal adam and beis. But either way, so this, says Rav Ashi, is the makar to the issa basar v'chalav. But again, it's not only basar v'chalav. This is a lav shabeklalis. This is a lav that would include anything that's a toyeva. The halach is, would be included in this lav of loy soichal kol toyeva. Says the word from here you only know that Basar V'Chalav is also Achila. But we know Basar V'Chalav is also Anah as well. Where do you see that in this pasuk? It says Lo Yisaychal. That's Achila. Where do you see Anah? So the Gemara to Rabba Vod. Rabba Vod. I'm Rabba Lozer Kolmakosh. Never Lo Yoychal. Lo Yisaychal. Lo Yisaychlu. Echad Isra Achila. Echad Isra Anah B'mashma. At She Yifreit Lecha HaKasov. Unless the Torah tells you otherwise, Achila always means Achila and Hanah. Kederach Shapar Lecha B'Nevela. How do you know that? You learn that from Nevela. Because by Nevela, it says Leger Binasino, Ulo Evet Kechavim Bimechiras. You know you're not allowed to eat Nevela. Says the Torah, Loisaychul Kol Nevela. And then the Torah says, what should you do with it? Lager Ashevish Arecho Tetineno Vachalo, Oimacher Lenachri, Keam Kodesh Ato, Lashem Eloikecho. Either way, there the Torah says that even though Loisaychal, but you're allowed to have Anah from it. What are you supposed to do? You can give it to the Ger Toysha, you can sell it to the Oyve Kechavim, but it's Tafka there where the Torah said Lo Yisoychal, that there's no Isser Hana, that you're allowed to give it away. You could benefit it on some level. But anywhere else the Torah says Lo Yisoychal, there the Halacha is, it's not just Isser Achil, it's also Isser Hana. So Enochanami, Ravashi said, my whole Makar is Lo Yisoychal Kol Tayeva, which at first glance would be a Makar to an Isser Achil. It doesn't say anything about Hana. But there's a rule, Rav Avo said, that every single time it says in the Torah, unless the Torah says otherwise, like it did by Nevela, the halach is it's Isser Achila and it's Isser Hana as well. Either way, so we just mentioned that by Nevela it says Loi Soichal, stating that over there it's Mutter Bahana. What does the Torah say you should do with the Nevela? The Torah says either give it to the Ger Toshav or sell it to the Eved Kechavim. That's in contrast to the Trefa, incidentally, where the Torah says, like Kelev Tashlichanois, but you give it to the dog. Right, it's a little confusing. By the Trefa, it's like Kelev Tashlichanois. When it comes to the Nevela, either give it to a Ger Toshav or sell it to a non-Jew. So the Gemara is going to digress a little bit and bring a Machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda that we've seen already as it relates to the Halacha that a Nevela is given to the Ger Toshav or sold to the Eved Kechavim. The Tanya learned to the Brisa, he says, from the pasuk, it sounds like you have two choices. Either give it to the Ger Toshav or sell it to the Eved Kechavim. The Ger B'Mechir Minayim. How do you know that if you want to sell it to a Ger Toshav, that's okay? Incidentally, what is a Ger Toshav? So there's different Rashis throughout Shas, but Pashtus, a Ger Toshav is a non-Jew. He's a Ben Noyach that keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. So he's not a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek is a non-Jew that was Megayer. He keeps 613 mitzvahs. A Ger Toshav is a non-Jew that keeps the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Noach. He had a very unique place in the Torah because when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, they were told, L'Yisachaya Kol Neshama. They had to kill, literally, every single member of the seven nations that populated Eretz Yisrael at that time. Stating that, anyone that was Mekabel to keep the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Noach was allowed to stay alive. So the Ger Toshav has a very special place in Halacha. Either way, so says the Braisa, how do you know that if you don't want to give it to the Ger Toshav, rather you want to sell it to the Ger Toshav, that's okay. Talmud, Loimar, it says, La Ger, Titnena, and then it says, Oymachar. Now, Pasha, the way you read the Pasuk is, Lo Yisoich L'Kol Nevela, La Ger HaShev Sherecha, Titnena V'Achalo, Kama, Oymachar L'Nachri, right? The Kama is before the Oymachar L'Nachri, not after the Oymachar before the Nachri. But Darshan's the Gemara, Lo Yisoich L'Kol Nevela, you're not allowed to eat the Nevela. What do you do with it? La Ger HaShev Sherecha, Titnena, either give it to the Ger, Oymachar, period. Or sell it to the Ger. Says the Gemara, how do you know from the reverse, if you want to sell it, do you want to give it to the Eved Kechavim, not sell it to the Kechavim, how do you know that's okay? Talmud Loimar, Titnena Eimacha L'Nachri. So you can read it, Titnena V'Achala, that's one option, Eimacha L'Nachri, regardless, Nimtza Echa Gev, Echa Eved Kechavim, Vein V'Chir, Vein V'Nesina, Divrei Rameir. So even though the Pashup Shana, the Pasuk would seem to say that you could give it to the Ger Toshav or sell it to the guy and not vice versa, says Rameir, but if you play around with the commas a little bit, you can make it work that you can either give it or sell it to the Ger Toshav and either give it or sell it to the Eved Kechavim. Yudam Rab Yudah argues. He says, Dvarim Kechavim. You're not allowed to play around with the commas, but rather, no, you have to do exactly what the Torah says, which is either Leger B'Nesina or Levi Kechavim B'Mechir. So, Gemara, my time in the Rabbi Yehuda. He's going to say, I'll prove to you I'm right. Because if Rameh is right, Liftech Rachmano Lo Yisleich L'Kol Nevelo La Ger HaShev Sherecho Titneno Va'achalo U'machar. What's... Does Rabbi Yehuda not want the Torah to say oi lamali? Why'd have to say oi? Shema mina, the word oi seems to be mafsik. Meaning if what Meir is saying is right, then the Torah shouldn't have used the word oi. It would have meant Loisoichl kol nevelo la gera shebisharecho titneno ve'achala machar lenachri. And it would sound like titneno and machar is going back both on the gera and on the nachri. Oi, that word is always a mafsik. And here too, it seems to be mafsik. It's being mafsik between giving it to the Ger Toshav or selling it to the Eved Kechavim. Thus, the Ger B'Nesina, the Eved Kechavim, the Mechir, Rameir Amalacha, Hai Oi, Lahakta B'Nesina, the Ger, the Mechir, the Eved Kechavim. The reason the Oi is there not to be mafsik and to tell me that you have to give it to the Ger Toshav or you have to sell it to the guy, but you can't do it in the reverse. Rather, Oi is coming to tell me a Kedima, that it's more ideal to give it to the Ger Toshav than it is to sell it to the Eved Kechavim. So that would be the most ideal option. And what Reb Yehuda? I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Why? Svaru. Believe it or not, there's an obligation for a yid to take care of the ger toisha. It's actually a pasuk in Parshas Bahar. The pasuk says, if your brother is going to be poor and he's going to need help, says the Torah, you should help him. That is the most basic fundamental principle of being a yid. Says the Torah, and then the Torah throws the ger toshav into this pasuk. The pasuk shat, the Torah is coming to say that this mitzvah of v'chiyamuch achicha umata yada imach v'chzaktabai is not only true for a yid, and it's not only true for ger tzedek. It's true for a ger toshav as well. A ger toshav is included in that mitzvah of v'chzaktabai. So says Rabbi Yehuda, it's pasuk. If I have two options right now, what to do with my basan aveva, I can either sell it to a guy, I could profit off of it, or I could give it to a ger toshav. It's mistaber that that's the more lekatchila option. Why? Based on this pasuk in Parshas Bahar, based on the pasuk v'chiyam chachicho mati yad imach v'chzaktabai ger v'toshav v'chayimach. If I sell it to a guy, I'm not being mekayim a mitzvah deiraisa. If I give it to a ger toshav, I'm actually doing something very good with it. As a result, it makes a lot of sense that that would be what I'm supposed to do. So I don't need oy for that. Thus, what is oy coming to tell me then? No, either you give it to the ger toshav, or you sell it to the oivik echavim. You can't do it in the reverse. According to a mayor, it's lav dafka. Other, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is dafka. It has to be done in that specific way. Either way, zok de gemara vayta simin shabbos chayresh vekilei zram oisav es benoy vishi luacha kan. So the first makar that the gemara brought to the isra chila of Basav HaChalav, which is also a Makar to Deser HaNas Basav HaChalav, is Rav Ashi, and he learned it from a general Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. It says, Lo Yisoich Al Kol Te'eva. Incidentally, that Pasuk, Lo Yisoich Al Kol Te'eva, is the heading of the many Psukim that are in Parashas Re'eh that talk about Machalos Asuros. So when you think of a Parash in the Torah that talks about Machalos Asuros, you think of Parashas Shmini. But in Mishnah Torah, there's another Parasha. You have Parashas Re'eh. So the Torah begins with Lo Yisoich Al Kol Te'eva, and then you have all the kosher animals and non-kosher animals, and all the simonim, and then you have the chagavim, and you have the oifers, and then even a bas of acholav. So you have a whole parsha of macholas asuros, but it begins with those words. Lo yisoich al kol te'eva. And Rav Ashi said, even though it doesn't mean specifically bas of acholav, but at the same time, we learn from there, kol sheti afti locha. The halacha is, you're not allowed to eat. Bas of acholav is te'eva, because what is bas of acholav? Derech bishol asr te'er. And if you are mevashal the bas of acholav, you are over the lav of loisa vashal gedi b'chalevim. So right now, it's a te'eva. Once it's a te'eva, it takes on a life of its own. Now you have this iser of loisoich al kol te'eva. And the Gemara is going to ask kashas on Rav Ashi. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask seven kashas on Rav Ashi from basic lavin in the Torah that we're all familiar with, to see how it stims, how it reconciles with this new idea of kol sheti avdi l'cha, that any time a person does a maisa avera, so to speak, it's going to be us. Great, the Gemara. El me'at, maisa Shabbos litzeru. If someone's b'chal Shabbos, he cooks on Shabbos, and now because of cooking on Shabbos, he has food. It should be us to eat that food. Dati avdi l'cha ho. Because isn't there an idea of kol sheti avdi l'cha? We know, stating that, Zok Rashi, it was a sugi in the beginning of Masech Tushchulin, Daftes Vavam and Aleph, that if someone's Mevashel the Shabbos, there's a lot of nuances. Was it B'shoigig? Was it B'mezid? With regards to he himself benefiting from it, other people benefiting from it. L'chura, why is it such a confusing sugya? Why are there so many shittas in the Tanan? The kasha is, if there's an idea of kol sheti after l'cha, that in and of itself makes it also b'achila, so every mevashel b'Shabbos should have this issue of kol sheti after l'cha. Zok d'gemara, amakra, it's not a kasha. Because it says, with regards to Shabbos, u'shmartim es ha-Shabbos, ki kodesh ilochem. And we learn from there, hi kodesh, Shabbos is kodesh, ve'ein maseh ha-kodesh. But maisei Shabbos is not kodesh. So Shabbos has kedusha, but the result of something that you do on Shabbos, so, for example, if someone's mechalul Shabbos, the outcome of that chilul Shabbos is not going to be considered kodesh. And as a result, if the outcome is not going to be considered kodesh, that means, if it's not kodesh, it means it's not asur b'achila. Now, first glance, how do you even read this Gemara? What does the Gemara want? The Gemara wants that maisa Shabbos should be toev. If it's toeva, that means it's the antithesis of kodesh. It means it should be asav achila. Zok di gemara, you know why it's not toeva? Because we have a drasha that Shabbos is kodesh, but maisa Shabbos is not kodesh. Aha. So the result of a maisa Shabbos can't have kedusha. We don't want it to have kedusha. We want it to be tayeva. It's just the opposite. It's pink fucker. Now, what are we trying to? What's the Gemara's kasha? If there's an idea of kosher tiyavti l'chol, someone's mevashel b'Shabbos, so now the food should be tayeva. So why is there a sugis in Shas about mevashel b'Shabbos? L'chayra, if you are mevashel b'Shabbos, then right now I have tayeva. You know why it's not tayeva? Because it's a drosh. Shabbos is kodesh, but ma'aseh Shabbos is not kodesh. And being that ma'aseh Shabbos is not kodesh, that means it's not tayeva.
What do you mean?
Because it's not kodesh, it shouldn't be kodesh. We don't want it to be kodesh. We want it to be tayeva. But the Torah says it's pasha. Because what does the word kodesh mean? So people think that the word kedusha means what the name would seem to suggest. It's very holy. It's in a very lofty, very dehoibana place. But that's really not what it means. The word kedusha means rachay. It means you're removed from it. Now, when something is kodesh in the typical sense, you're removed from it. If it's very dehoibin, if it's very nesroimim, then obviously you're removed from it. But something could be kodesh because it's tameh. Something can be kodesh because it's tayeva, because it's something that's disgusting. It's something that you can't go near. What's the makar to this? It's actually a pasuk in the Torah. It says, "Loisizra karmacha kelayim." You're not allowed to plant regular seeds together with a vineyard. Pentiktash hamaleya hazera asher tizra utvus aker. This is the halacha of kilei aker. But the Torah's lashon is loisizra karmacha kelayim pentiktash. So what does tiktash mean? Zok Rashi pentiktash ketargumay testoev. Testoev is a lashon of tumma, a lashon of disgusting. Kol dover hanitav ala adam, says Rashi. Anything that's disgusting, bein lishvach. Kigoin hektish, bein lignai kigoin iser neifel by lashon kodesh. So he says the word kodesh doesn't inherently mean good. It can mean good. It can be bad. It means remove. Nitav in a good sense lishvach and nitav in a bad sense lignai. So says the Gemara, Shabbos is kodesh, but ma'aseh Shabbos is not kodesh. Ma'aseh Shabbos is not kodesh in a good way, and ma'aseh Shabbos is also not kodesh in a bad way. It's not the kedusha. It's also not the unholy kedusha. We have a raid bite, unholy kedusha. The whole raid bite is this Rashi right here, Pashas Kiseitse. But this is a Gemara where you see that the Gemara is timing that the word kodesh goes both ways. I mean that it goes both ways. Even though in svara it would make sense maybe to say that Maisa Shabbos should be Asa Bachila based on Rav Ashi's drosha, it should be no different than the lav of Basav Achala. But you have this halacha of Kikodesh Yilocha. Zok to Gemara, Chayresh Bishar Ubechamar. What if somebody is Chayresh Bishar Bechamar? That's something you're not allowed to do. It's one of the implementations of the halacha of Kalayim. Right? There's a whole bunch of different types of Kalayim. There's Shatnez, but one of them is you're not allowed to be Chayresh with your shor and chamar together. So let's say you are, and now something grew in this field. You shouldn't be able to eat from the field. We know that lachas you are allowed to. What if someone's over the loisa? Somebody puts a muzzle on the mouth of his para, which is something that he's not allowed to do, and the para did work in the field, so that lachas you shouldn't be able to eat. Why? No, it can't be. You know why? Because which is so chamar. Ma'aseh Shabbos is very chamar. It's chayvi krisos, it's chayvi misos bezdin. If somebody does it even b'shoikig, he has to bring a karba chatos. Still, the halacha is, we darshik kikodesh, you locham kikodesh, ma'aseh kodesh. You don't have the lav of loy soichal kol toyeva. So, kilei zera'in. Then certainly these has to be the same halacha. Meaning, how is it possible that if somebody does melacha with a shor v'chamar, or if someone's over leisachsim shor v'dishay, that the outcome of the lav that he did should be worse than ma'aseh Shabbos? So once we know that by Shabbos you don't have the halacha of leisoichal kol teyeva kal v'chomer, you're not going to have leisoichal kol teyeva from the product of work in the field that was done in a way of kalayim, or from the product of work in the field that was done when somebody was being goyver, loisachsim shor b'dishei. Now Rashi asks a very obvious question. How do you know to compare chayresh b'shar b'chamar and chaysim pi parah v'dashba to ma'aseh Shabbos? Maybe compare it to basav v'chalav, which we said was included in loisoich al kol teyeva. Meaning, Rav Ashi said loisoich al kol teyeva is a real drosh. And he learns from there that basav v'chalav, being that it came about through teyeva, came through Bishul Basav Chalav, which you're not allowed to do. The Torah says, "Loisavash Glibech Levimai." That's how we know. Loisoichal now, you can't eat it. You can't eat the product of Bishul Basav Chalav. Thus, you're not allowed to eat Basav Chalav, even though it doesn't say Mefurish in the Torah. That's your makar. Stating that Shabbos, I know it's not that way. Shabbos have a drasha. He kodesh. The Gemara says that if someone is chayrish b'shar v'chambar, or if someone's chayisim pi par v'dashba, that's more comparable to Maisa Shabbos than to the halachas of basa v'chal. How do you know that? And maybe make the kavach chaymer by basa v'chalav also from Shabbos. Shabbos is more chamer than basa v'chalav. Shabbos is Shabbos. Basa v'chalav is only a lois asay. So for some reason, basa v'chalav Rav Ashi is very comfortable learning into the pasuk leisaych al kol teyeva. But when it comes to chayrish b'shar v'chambar and chayisim pi par v'dashba, there, Rav Ashi says, I can't. You know why? Because I have a kavach chaymer from. I have the same kavach chaymer from Shabbos as it relates to basa v'chalav. So it says Rav Ashi, very important. You say just to understand pasuk shana in this gemara. He says there's a difference between bishul basa v'chalav and between chayrish b'shar v'chambar or chayisim pi par or even ma'isa Shabbos. What's the difference? The difference is bishul basa v'chalav. I cook the food. You want to eat food that I was over a lois asay with. What was the lois asay? Cooking the basa v'chalav. You took the basa, you put it into a pot. You took the chalav, you put it into a pot. You cooked it. The issur was done with the food. Now you want to eat the food? That's leisoich al kol teyeva. Maisa Shabbos, what was the avera? The avera was Shabbos. I defiled the Shabbos. The way you defiled the Shabbos was through cooking food. But the point is, it's a more esoteric chil Shabbos. You're chayrish b'shar v'chamar yachdov. So you have a shor and a chamar. You did the avera with the behemoth. You're not coming to eat the behemoth now. What do you want to eat? You want to eat the produce. You want to eat the tefuah that grew in the field, that came through the work that you did with the parah. You were chayisim the mouth of the parah. So you did an avera with the parah. Now you want to go eat ahead and eat the tefuah where the parah worked. That's already a step removed. So when it comes to chayrish b'shar v'chamar or chayisim pi parah v'dashba, that's more of a tsushtel to Shabbos. It's less of a tsushtel to basa v'chalav. Therefore, you only dash in basa v'chalav where the lois asay was done with the food itself. But if the lois asay wasn't done with the food itself, over there, you're not going to have that lach. Fake the gemara. What about kilei? What if somebody planted kalai? See, this is already different. You didn't do work in the field with animals in a way of kalayim, but you actually planted the kalayim. Here you did the avera with the food itself. This is already comparable to bishul basa v'chalav. That lach is you shouldn't be able to eat what grows. We know you are allowed to. Being that it says by kilei akerem, if somebody plants kalayim, but it was kilei akerem, meaning one of the two minim, was a kerem. But what's the difference between regular being Zareya Kalayim and Kilei HaKerem? The difference is very simple. Kilei HaKerem, one of the two minim, one of the two ingredients was a kerem. If it's a kerem, it becomes more chavar. And by Kilei HaKerem, the Torah says pen tikdash, and we darshan pen tikdash means pen tukad esh. You have to burn it. It's even asur ba'anah. Mechal, you see from there, the Kilei Zeram Shari, the Kilei Zeram is mutter. Because if Kilei Zeram was also asur, then why is it only said by Kilei HaKerem? See, you're right. And Svarit should be included in Lo Yisoich al Kol Te'eva, stating that I have a drasha not maybe you're right. Kilei Kerem is more chavar than Kilei Zeram. And you see that for sure. Because the Torah said, pen tikdash, pen tukadesh, you have to even burn it. So you see from there that Kilei Kerem is more chavar. But maybe the way that Kilei Kerem is more chavar is that it's also bana. Maybe Kilei Zeram is takanat also bana. That's mefurish. But maybe at the very least it's also be'achila. Sokta Gemara. It can't be. Why? Because iskish lekilei behema. Because Kilei Zeroyim is Ikdash v'Iskush l'Kilei Behemo, t'chsi behemtach l'Yisarbiya Kalayim, tzadcha l'Yisizra Kalayim. We learn from there, ma behemtach ha'yoyitzi menem uteres, just like when it comes, if somebody mates two animals, so the offspring of the animals are going to be mutter, tzadcha l'Yisizra menem mutter, meaning you're right, the Makar is not from Kilei HaKerem, because from Kilei HaKerem, all you see is that Kilei HaKerem is Mochamer. Maybe it's Mochamer in the sense that it's Asavano. But maybe even Kilei Zeram is Aser Bachila. Why would it be Aser Bachila? Because of Leisoich Al Kol Teyeva, the same Pasuk, Rav Ashi asked, tell me the Pasuk B'chalav is Aser Bachila. Should teach me maybe that this is Aser Bachila as well. Stating that, I know from somewhere else, because it says, Behem Techolei Sabiya Kalayim, and I know the offspring of those two behemoths are Mutter, even though you should say Leisoich Al Kol Teyeva, because the offspring of the behemoth kalayim should be similar to the bishul basa v'chalav, and it should be also v'achila. So you see that it's not. So it's for that reason that it says the Gemara that uvikilei behemoth gufayim minolan. How do you know kilei behemoth itself is also? Maybe it's not mutter. Maybe it's also. Why should it be also? So the Gemara says, for the fact that the Torah needs a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to put kalayim on the mizbeach, I know from there that lehedyet must be mutter. Because if you're going to tell me that it's asur lehedyet, then I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's asur legvaya. Because anything that a hedyet's not allowed to eat can't go on the mizbeach. Mimashke Yisrael. So from the fact that I need a special pasuk to tell me that the offspring of kalayim is pasul to be brought as a carbon, that's a raya that it must be that it's mutter b'achila. So once kile behemos mutter b'achila, and I have a hekish behemta chalei sabia kalayim sod chalei sizra kalayim, even though I have leisoich al kol neve leisoich al kol teheva, still the halach is that kile zron is going to be us mutter b'achila. Freik the gemara oisay ves benoy litzar oisay ves benoy should be aser. If somebody shechts oisay ves benoy, so he was over loisay. Say, but you're allowed to eat the food. Why are you allowed to eat the food? L'chayra, why don't you say loisoich al kol teyeva? You did an avera with this behemah. Again, here it's the behemah itself. So the gemara gives the same test. Midas rechman mechusos man legvaya. Being that oisay ves benoy is not allowed to go on the mizbeach, and the turn is a pasuk to tell me that it's not allowed to go on the mizbeach. L'chad lehed yachari. So you see from there, there must be mutter lehedit. Because again, if it was aser lehed, Hedyet oisav es benoy, that Mimashki Yisrael would already teach me anything that a hedyet is not allowed to eat is not allowed to go in the mizbeach. Freit the Gemara, one last question: Shiluach Hakein, also known as Shiluach Hakan, Litzer. What about Shiluach Hakan? That should be awesome. So what does it mean Shiluach Hakan? So Rashi has two pshat. It's a little bit of a hard Rashi, but Rashi's pshat that he prefers is a Shiluach Hakan when you did it properly, where you took the mother and you sent her away. Shalech to shalech esaim, v'abonim tikach loch. The halacha is that even over there, the mother should be awesome. You shouldn't be able to eat the mother. Why? I didn't do anything wrong. I did everything that I was supposed to do. So Rashi says that being that when the mother was sitting on the kan, I wasn't just allowed to take the kan. I had to first send the mother away. So it was chal, some iser, on the mother. So maybe the halacha is that you should never be able to eat the mother. So we'll have to save this Rashi for when we learn Perek Shiluach HaKan. It's the last Perek in Masechtas Chulin, only a few weeks away. But either way, says the Gemara, Shiluach HaKan should be also based on this idea, this very Shvera idea of Lusoich al Kol Te'eva as it relates to Shiluach HaKan. But the Gemara says it can't be because Le Amr Torah Shalach L'Takol. Torah would never say send away the aim if it's Asa Ba'achila, because now someone's going to stumble upon it and it's going to be Boli De Takol. Ay is in a bottle. Taruvus Yavish B'Yavish Eim V'Vaklinus L'Katchila. So we spoke a little bit about that already. But either way, Le Amr Torah Shalach L'Takol. So the fact that the Torah said send it away must be that it's not Asar. Either way, this concludes the first Pshat in the Gemara, the first of five Makairis. How do you know that there's an Isser Achilas? It just says in the Torah, it doesn't say a word about achila. It's true, but it says loisoich al kol te'eva. It's the heading to the parsha of the Macholei Sasura is in Parshas Re'eh, and it teaches me kol sheti afti lecha, anything that's to'eva, I'm not allowed to eat. Basav v'cholav is te'eva, because how do you get basav v'cholav? By cooking it. Only derech bishul asr Torah. Once you cook basav v'cholav, you are even allowed, that the Torah says three times. Thus it's te'eva. If it's te'eva, you're not allowed to eat it. And if you eat it, it takes on a life of its own now. And you're over a general leisaseh of leisaychal kol te'eva. And leisaychal kol te'eva applies to other isurim. The Gemara asked a bunch of kashas. It should apply to this. It should apply to that. And the Gemara said some terutzim to answer those kashas. Says the Gemara, the second makar, Amr ish lakish. Minag the basav v'cholav shasur. How do you know the basav v'cholav is also bad? And also behana Talmud Loimar, it says in the Torah, Al Toichlu Mimenu Na Ubasha Mavushal by Mayim. So here's Yehilchas Pesach Shloishim Yoim Goydim Lechak. It says in the Torah regarding the carbon Pesach, you had to roast it. You weren't allowed to eat it cooked. You couldn't even eat it na. What does na mean? Half cooked. So you couldn't eat it half cooked, and you couldn't eat it cooked. But the Torah says ubashel mevushel. Ain't Talmud Loimar mevushel. Why does it have to say ubashel mevushel? It should have just said Al Toichlu Mimenu Na Ubashel. Al Toichlu Mimenu Na. Ubashal mevushal. The word mevushal is extra. Not Talmud Loimar mevushal says Rish Lakish Loimar Lecha. Yesh Lecha Bishal Achas Ugezeh. It's coming to reference another bishal. Bishal Basav Echalav. It's coming to teach me that bishal Basav Echalav is like the carbon Pesach. Wow. This is a Basav Echalav. And just like the carbon Pesach is also Bachilo Bana. Right. You have to follow very specific guidelines as it relates to the carbon Pesach. But a carbon is also Bachilo unless you eat it the way you're supposed to eat it in the prescribed time. Bektusha V'Tahira. And the right person eats the right part of the carbon, and of course there's an Issa Me'ila, there's an Issa Anah when it comes to the carbon Pesach. So to Basav Echalav, Bishul Basav Echalav is Asav Achila, it's Asav Anah. This is what Rish Lakish said. I'm only Rabbi Yechanan. If you have Rish Lakish, you can have Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan told Rish Lakish, Kura Zusha Shana Rabbi, said Rish Lakish is a nice drasha, but why do we, the Amiran, need to make up a new drasha, an extra word, Mavushal, to tell me the Issa Achila's Basav Echalav? Is there something wrong? Kura Zu? Is there something wrong with the drasha that Rebbe already said? What was Rebbe's drasha? It says in the Torah, Loi Toich Lenu. So this is a pasuk in Devarim. It's Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Kafeh. It's a parsha in the Torah that we've seen many times in Masechtas Chulin. It's the parsha of Basar Taiva. the basis that machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, if the Yidden were allowed to eat basa taiva when they were in the midbar, etc., etc. But either way, it's in that pasuk the Torah says loy toichlenu, and then it says ala ares tishbechenu kamayim. It's referring to behema that's kachim that now has a mum psuli amikdashim, and the Torah says you're not allowed to eat the dan. And then it says again loy toichlenu. Says Rabbi Yochanan, even though the Pashat Pshat in that context over there is dealing with Psulei Amakdashim. Psulei Amakdashim is an animal that's kachim that now has a mum. So even though we're talking about Psulei Amakdashim, stating that, Bebasa v'chalav akasim medaber. Now, first glance, what does Basa v'chalav have to do with anything? I'm talking Basa v'chalav akasim medaber. Maybe he's talking about something else. Right, Mecha Tesi, Loi Teichlenu, is talking about Basa v'chalav. Amrit, say, Ulamad Mishloish Esrim Midas, Sha'atern Adrashas Behem. So Rebbe said, no, it's Shloish Esrim Midas, Sha'atern Adrashas Behem. Also, Dover Lovin Midyana. Now, one of the Yudgim Midas, Sha'atern Adrashas Behem, is that you have to look at the general context of a pasuk. So if you have a pasuk, you're not sure what the pasuk is saying, look at the context, and the context is going to give guidance as to what this particular pasuk is referring to. The Torah is talking about Psulei Amakdashim. Psulei Amakdashim is, believe it or not, comparable to Basa V'chalav, because it's made up of two minim. It's kachim, but being that it has a mum, so it's also a shtikl chulin. So it's b'shtei minim akasim medaber. Afkan b'shtei minim. Basav v'cholov is also shtei minim. So it says in that parasha, an extra loy teichlenu. Again, it says loy teichlenu ala aris tishbechenu kamayim. And then it says loy teichlenu l'manitav v'cholov v'nachak rachitasa yosh b'nei Hashem. So it says the word loy teichlenu extra. Why? It's coming to teach me that basav v'cholov is also b'achil. When you see basav v'cholov, it's davar alam ben yana. When davar alam ben yana is anything but basav v'cholov. No. If you look into it a little bit deeper, there's a basav v'cholov reference there. Because psulei hamikdashim is similar to basav v'cholov. How? Because psulei hamikdashim is a tarovis of minim. It's kodesh, because it's kachim. But it's also, it has a mum. You can be paid the psulei hamikdashim. There's a tzad chulin. Right? Not all kachim that's psulim has a tzad chulin. But when it has a mum, it has a tzad chulin. Because you can be paid it. Once there's a mum, you can be paid it, which gives it a tzad chulin. The point is, it's a tarovis minim in psulei hamikdashim. Thus, the extra word, loy techlenu, is coming to tell me a lav, an isra achilav, or something else that's a tarayvis minim. What is that specifically? Basa v'chalav. But either way, it's Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish. I mean, I have a mefurish of makar. I have Rebbe. Rebbe already told me the makar to isra achilav, basa v'chalav. So why do you have to come out to a bashal mevushal? So Reish Lakish said, imam he, had I only had that pasuk, I mean, I would have thought, hani mili b'achilav. Maybe there's only an isra achilav. Avo b'hano loy, but maybe isra no, not kamash malon. That's why he needed a bashal mevushal b'mayim to tell me that not only is there an isra achilav, but there's also Isra Anah. Because the Karban Pesach is also Asab Anah. The Rebbe, Anah, and all he had is Rebbe, who just darshan Loi Teichlenu. What do you see in Loi Teichlenu alone that is going to be an Isra Anah? Now, at first glance, what would you say? Rabavo was the Teretz when the Gemara asked the same question of Ravashi. Ravashi's Makar was Loi Seich Al Kol Teyeva. That's only an Isra Achila. What was the answer? Achila always means Achila and Anah. Actually, Yifrit Lacha Akasim. That's the Torah tells you otherwise. Like you did by Nevela. That's why we had a whole digression of a half of Amin Gemara right in the beginning of this morning's daf. To talk about Nevela. Why are we talking about Nevela? We're learning Basav V'chalav. Because that's the Makar that Achila always means Achila and Anah. But the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara gives different roots. Number one, Nafkele Mehacha. Nemakan, it says, Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem. That's in the context of Basa V'chalav. One of the three times that the Torah mentions the lava of Basa V'chalav, it prefaces it with the words, Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem Elokecha Lo Yisavash V'chalav Yimai V'nem Elahalon, and it says, by Yisurei Bia, Lo Yiyah Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael. A Yid is not let it be a Zayna or be Bayal a Zayna. It's learnt out from Lo Yiyah Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael Ma Elahalon Ba'na. Just like over there, you're not dealing with Achila, we're dealing with Bia, which is not an Isra Achila, it's an Isra Hana. Afkan Ba'ana, so to hear, Basav V'chalav is giving me Yasa Ba'ana. Vera Belazatana, a different Makar. It says, Loi Soichlu Kol Neivela. And then the Torah says, Loi Savashal Gedi Bechalev Imai. So that pasuk that we had earlier in the beginning of the daf, like these Gemaras, it always helps. The more familiar you are with the Torah Shabbat Ksav. But those psukim that the Gemara brought of Neivela, that you have two choices, either you can give it to the Ger Toshav, or you could sell it to the Eivik Echavim. Believe it or not, that pasuk is the same pasuk that mentions Lo Yisavash Gedi B'chalev Yimai. It says Lo Yisoichel Kol Nevel. I'm reading the whole pasuk. Lager Hashem Asher Echad Tnenu V'achalo Oy Mochel Enochri Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem Lekecha Lo Yisavash Gedi B'chalev Yimai. Right? It says like Savashkin Khalima three times. Parshas Vishpatim, Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Re. Vishpatim Kisisa, what's the context? This was the intro to Basav Khalim. Bakurim, and even more generally, Shalish, Pa'amim Bashani, Iraq calls Chorchas, Pleya Hashem Alekecha. That in the context of the mitzvah to be Oil Regal, and the mitzvah Bikurim, Reishas Bikurim Ad Maschot, Tavi Reishas Hashem Alekecha, Loisav Akshu Dima Chalevi Mai. Then you have it in Parshas Re in the context of the Macholis Asuras. And in the Macholis Asuras, the juxtaposition is not being Oil Regal or Bikurim, but rather it's Nevela. So Loisoichul call Nevela. Again, Hashem B'sharechet Tener B'chola. And then it says Loisav Akshu Dima Chalevi Mai. Said Devei Rabbi Eliezer, and Yeshiva Rabbi Eliezer, they said a Geshmak Gazach. They said, it says Loisoichul call Nevela. And then Loisav Akshu Dima Chalevi Mai. We learn from there. Amra Toiro Kishetim Kerena. Loisav Akshu Dima Tim Kerena. Meaning you can give it to a Gertoisha. Have enough from that. The Tevis Hanah. You can sell it to a guy. According to Ramey, or even in the reverse, is an option. But at the same time, don't cook it first and then do that. Because if you're going to cook it first, then there's going to be an Isser Hanah. You're not allowed to cook Basav V'Chalav together and then give it. That's the Makar, and that's why the Torah threw it into that Pasuk, to tell me that you want to give it to a guy, that's fine. But not if you cook Basav V'Chalav, because Nevela, you're good. But Bishul Basav V'Chalav is Asav V'Hanah. Either way, that's how you know the Isra Hanah. Zok the Gemara. So how many Makaris do we have so far to the Halacha of Achila Basav V'Chalav? We have Ravashi. That was the majority of the daf. Ravashi said, Loisoich al kol tayeva, and we learn from there that anything that's tayeva is also bachila. Basav chal is tayeva because you are over the loisa, say a bishop basav chal. That's for sure you are over. Once you mevashu basav chal, it takes on a life of its own. Loisoich al kol tayeva. Reish Lakish learned it from Karban Pesach. Al toichlo mimenu na ubashal mevushal alayim. The word mevushal is actually bashal mevushal. It's redundant. It's always, anytime the Torah gives a double lash, coming to teach me something. In this case, what it's coming to teach me is that there's another bishal. Bishal basav chalav, that's like the Karban Pesach. It's going to be asav achila. It's going to be asav anah. Now we had Rebbe. Rebbe said, it says the pas, it says, loy toichlenu ala ores tishbechenu kamayim. But then it says again, loy toichlenu l'man yitav l'cha uluvanecha acharecha kitaseh yoshev eni Hashem. An extra loy toichlenu in the parish of Psuli HaMikdashim. It's extra. Dover alamed ben yonai to teach me an iser loy toichlenu with regards to something else that's like Psuli HaMikdashim, that it's a tarovis of minin. Psuli HaMikdashim is kachim and chulin. Once it has a mum, it's a tarovis minim. Basav v'chalav is a tarovis minim. To tell me there's an iser chila there as well. How do you know iser hana? As according to Rabbi, so the Gemara just gave two turuts. Either way, talk to Gemara of fourth mikard. Rabbi Shmuel Tana leisav vashel gedi bechalev imay shalish pamin. This is one that we know. Echad iser achila, ve'echad iser hana, ve'echad iser bishul. Talk to Gemara Tanya, a fifth mikard. We're going to start the fifth mikard, but it goes very deep into tomorrow's day. I mean, not so deep, but in Ichos, pretty deep into tomorrow's daf. So we'll just start it, and the rest is tomorrow's daf. How do you know that basar v'chalav is aser? It says, ki am kodesh ato. That's the third mention, the one in Parashas Re. And it says regarding the treifa, v'anshei kodesh tiyun li, u'basa basada treifa, lois soichelo. Very similar. So by basar v'chalav it says, ki am kodesh ato, and by the treifa it says, "V'anchi kodesh tionli ubasar basa the treifa loisachil malahalon aser." Just like over there, it's aser. Afkan aser. Just like the treifa is aser b'achila, basa b'chalav is aser b'achila. Eli al b'achila, but not minayin. I'm with kalvachay. Uma orlo shalei nevda ba'aveir aser ubanah. Madoch orlo, which did not have an aveir done with it. What's orlo? The first 3 years, fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat, and you also can't have anah from it. No aveir was done. You have a an apple tree in your backyard. You didn't necessarily do anything wrong. Still, it doesn't matter. The Torah says that the first 3 years, it's asabachila, asabana. So, madach arlo, when there was no avera done, still it's asabachila and hana, emphasis on hana, basav v'chalav, shenevda by avera, in a dincha asabana, basav v'chalav, when avera was done, bishol, so for sure should be asabana. Fekhtimar malo, arlo, shkim lehoisel, shasa kosher. Arlo is different. Arlo was never mutter. And being that it didn't have a shasa kosher, that's a real kachem svara. Being that it didn't have a shasa kosher, so maybe it's for that reason it's also asabana. But basav v'chalav, before you cooked it, each min was mutter. So maybe it should be different. It should be more cooler than it should be mutter banos. The Gemara says chametz bePesach yichyach. Shoyisal shasak kosher. Chametz on Pesach had a shasak kosher before Pesach. Vaser bana, and still it's aser bana. So you see that just because something has a shasak kosher doesn't necessarily mean it should be mutter bana. Malu chametz bePesach kenosh. But how you prove anything with chametz bePesach? Chametz bePesach, you're right. It had a shasak kosher, but it has a whole separate set of issues. It's chayvei krisos. Chametz Pesach is way more chametz than anything that we've been talking about. So don't bring me rayas from chametz Pesach. So, but the Gemara says, oh, kilei akerim yechichu. For that, I could be mechiach from kilei akerim. She'en anush karis. V'asabana. Either way, from a combination of orla and chametz and kilei akerim, this kal v'chomer with a mahatzad, I can learn that basav v'chalav is not only asav achila, as Isi ben Yehuda proved from his gzeres shava from treifa, but it's going to be asav ana as well. Either way, the Gemara is going to be meirich as it relates to this kal v'chomer, and once you have the kal v'chomer, why do I even need the gzeres shava? And that's already into tomorrow's daf. But regardless, we had five mekayres in today's daf as it relates to the iser achila and Isser Hana of Basa V'chol. Rav Ashi learned it from Leseicha called Te'eva. Anything that's Te'eva, you're not allowed to eat. Rish Lakish learned it from the parish of Karban Pesach. U'bashel Mevushel B'mayim. Rabbi Yochanan brought Rebbe's Braisa, who learned it from the parish of Psuli HaMikdashim, the extra mention of Leitachlenu. Just like Psuli HaMikdashim is a Tarevis Minim, Basa V'chol is a Tarevis of Minim as well. Fair Rabbi Shmuel said it just says it three times in the Torah. Leisav Ashi Libichal Evimai, Echad Leisav Bishal, Echad Leisav Achiba, Ve'echad Leisav Ana. And Isi Ben Yehuda said, I learned it from Exer Shava. It says, Kiyam Kodesh Ata by Basa V'chol, Va'anche Kodesh Tion Li by Basa Treifa. So just like Treifa is also the Achiba, this is also the Achiba. What about the Isra Ana? So from that already, very complex kal v'chomer with a ma'atzad that goes into tomorrow's daf. So just one ha'ara as it relates to the lemaisa. So the lemaisa is that we learn it from the very Rabbi Shmuel. Echad l'iser achila, echad v'iser bishul, the echad v'iser hana. But just to bring out the ha'ara, just a little bit of a background. And that is, Rabbi Yaakov Bienenfeld told me that when he was a younger man in the Mir Yeshiva Koyl in Flatbush, so he hosted a Malava Malka for the Chavri HaKoyl, and he invited Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman to be the guest speaker. So who's Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman? So he's a well-known Mekarev who lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's the Rav of Migdal HaEmek. So he's a Chassidish Yid. He was born in Meir Sharm, raised in Meir Sharm. He's a man in his 70s today. And he started doing Kirov at a very young age, primarily for the Sfardim that lived in that area. And he's a world-renowned personality, a world-renowned Mekarev. And he's popularly known as the Disco Rabbi. And he became known as the Disco Rabbi because he would go into pubs and discotheques and places that people wouldn't go, and he'd be Mekarev them. Either way, Rav Bienenfeld is hosting this Malava Malka for a lot of Choshev, Yunga Light. And he asked Rabbi Grossman to come and speak to address the Olam. So he got up, he was a young man himself at the time, Rabbi Grossman, and he spoke about some of the Kirov that he's doing, and he spoke about how he goes here and he goes there. So one of the Yunga Light that was there, you know, he asked Rabbi Grossman, he says, you know, it's very impressive what it is you do, but why aren't you worried that the places that you're going to will have a bigger hashpa on you then you are going to be mashpi on them? He was a one-man show, Rabbi Grossman. I mean, he would go here on his own. He's a man in his 30s. So he said, like, why are you concerned that maybe it's going to have the reverse effect? And Rabbi Grossman told him on the spot, he said that the Gemara says in the halachas of Taruvos that if something is being maflit, you don't have to be worried that it's going to be Baileya. So he told him that his guiding principle is, Aidi de Tarid la Haflit, any Baileya, and I'm going out to be Maflit, I'm not worried that I'm going to be Baileya. So it sounds like a shareful line, but the truth is that I think we could be Mayrach on this a little bit. That is, there's a tshuva from the Chubina Rav in Doivav Meisharim. So it's in Chelek Aleph, and it's Simon Lamed. So he brings, at the end of the tshuva, he says like this, Valvara Shela Shenishala Rav HaGoyen Miglino. And in parentheses, it says, Hu Rav HaGoyen HaMefursa Milublin, Zechreina Levracha, Biyoisa BeFrankfurt Domain. So this Rav HaGoyen HaMefursa Milublin was in Frankfurt Domain, and there was a doctor, a chemist, Yorei Hashem. So this is a choshev yid, a Yorei Hashem, he's a chemist. He came over to the Rav, and he asked him the following question. He said, he said, they bring him different types of chocolate. So he said he was like a renowned chemist, and they would come to him, and they would bring him different chocolates. And they wanted to know if there's a taroibus of basar inside, is it kosher or is it not kosher? So they would bring it to this yid. And the yid wanted to know, is it okay for him to cook the basar v'chalav, to cook the chocolate, Because by cooking it and doing different experiments, heating it, he'll be able to determine whether or not there's basal v'chalav inside. And this was the question that he asked this the Lublina Goyen, and the Lublina Goyen sent the Shaila to the Chabina Goyen. He wanted to know, is it okay or is it not? Meaning, what's the Shaila? The problem is that if there's in fact basar inside this chocolate, that when he cooked the basal v'chalav, he was over the issa, basal v'chalav. So can I cook chalav, in this case chocolate, to see whether or not there's basar inside the chocolate, in the event that maybe there is basar inside the chocolate, in which case I was already over the iser. It's a geshmak shayla. At first glance, you would say it's for sure aser. You need a real kayach datera to be matter this, because when you cook it, you heat it, you boil it, there may be basar v'chalav inside. So it's a suffik iser deraisa. You can't get involved in a suffik iser of loisav asher gadiba chalevima. Either way, this is the shayla that ended up at the desk of the Chabina Goyen. Said the Chabina Rav, l'daiti yesh l'tzadik tzas. I think I can come up with a heter, and it's based on a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchus Tumas HaMeis in Perek Aleph Siv Cotton Beis. Kesef Mishnah over there asks the Gevaldik Kasha. The Rambam says that if somebody eats Basav V'Cholav, he gets Malchus. So if you eat Basav V'Cholav, you get Malchus. Frank the Kesef Mishnah, how do you get Malchus for eating Basav V'Cholav? Everybody knows, Ein Oinshin Min Adin. What does that mean? That means even though we have the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpahem, but at the same time, you don't get Malchus for doing an Isser, even an Isser Dairaisa, unless the Isser Dairaisa is Mefurish in the Torah, unless the Oynish is Mefurish in the Torah. But Isser Basav V'Cholav is not Mefurish in the Torah. How do you know Isser Basav V'Cholav? We just learned five Mekairis. The Ikka Mekar, the one that seems to be brought down the Halacha that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin is Echad Isser Bishul, Echad Isser Achil, Echad Isser Ana. The point is, it doesn't say Mefurish in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat Basav V'Cholav. I only know it from a Kray Yisair, from the fact that there's an extra mention of Leisav Asher with the Chalev Yimai. If that's the case, break the Kesef Mishnah, Ein Mazir Min Adin, Ein Oinshin Min Adin. How do you get Malchus for the love of Basav V'Cholav? Gevaldik Akash. And the Kesef Mishnah, this is in the beginning of Hilchus Tumas HaMeis, talk about tucked away, gives two terutzim. The second terutz that he says is inami, the mashma, said the Kesef Mishnah, it's mashma from the pasuk shalei asra toira levashel el kidei shalei yavoy lechel. It's mashma that even though it says in the Torah three times, but the ikar emphasis was really not on the bishul. The ikar emphasis is on the achila. That's really what's awesome. Interesting. What's really aser is the achila. Now, the Torah mentioned lois of asho. That's merely a harchaka that you shouldn't come to eat it. In other words, it's so chamer, achilas basav v'chalav, that don't even cook the basav, don't even have it. Because derech bishul asur Torah, don't even have the basav v'chalav in your house. So like this, you'll make sure it's a harchaka. Like this, you're not going to ever come to, eating basav v'chalav. Don't have it, because if you have it, you may come to eat it. It's like the Torah says, shivas yom sar lo yimotze b'vatechem, ki kol oichel machmetzes, v'nichasu ha-nefesh ha-himi Yisrael. Now, Barbanel says that by the iser of Bal Yerah, it doesn't say anything about achilas basav v'chalav. But by the iser Bal Yimotze, right? Bal Yerah, Bal Yimotze. But by Bal Yimotze, the Torah gives a reason almost. Ki kol oichel machmetzes. I heard this from Rav Shmuel Yankiv. See, he told me over this Abar Benel. He said that Abar Benel learns in the pasuk that the Isser Bal Yimotze is like a harchaka for the Isser Achilo. Bal Yiro is Isser Bifnei Yatzmoy, but Bal Yimotze is don't even have chametz. You know why? Because if you eat chametz, it's an Isser Karis. It's so chamer gevald for someone to eat chametz. So if, don't even have it. That's what the Torah is saying. Leisavash kudim echalivima. You know why? Because you're not going to eat. So Zokta Torah, don't cook it, because if you cook it, you may come to eat it. But what's the point? The point is, says the Kesef Mishnah, that even though it says Leisav Asher, but we know the truth is the Iker is the Achila. If the Iker is the Achila, of course you're going to get Malchus on the Achila. As I say the Kesef Mishnah, now that says, Shabina Ravi is back to me, he says, how did the Kesef Mishnah know to be Dairish time of the crop? I mean, that's mamish what he's doing. Ulam, beguf divrei HaKesef Mishnah, tzarech hiv tzas, in Darshina time of the crop. Like, mecha tesi, that's Rav Shimon Shitz and Shas. Rav Shimon's Dairish time of the crop, the Kesef Mishnah. The Mishyosef is being Dairish time in the Kra to answer Akasha, but either way, he held this must have been the Makar. I mean, he must have felt that from the fact that there's Nisra Achilos Basav V'Cholav, this is a Rai, the Chazal with Dairish time in the Kra over here. And they held that even though the Torah mentions Bishul, but really the Ikr is not the Bishul. The Ikr is not the Bishul, the Ikr is the Achila. That's why even though Achila is not Mefurish, it's only Min Hadin, still you're going to get Malchus. There's no problem with Mazir Min Hadin. There's no problem with Einoichim Min Hadin. Okay, based on that, said the Chabina Goyen, I'm going to tell you something very geschmack. The Gemara says in Masechtis, Psochim. in my left Gemara, it's fine. There's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim when you're supposed to be boidik. Now, we know when you do bdikas chametz. Or larbas or boidkin as chametz. Stating that, what happens if somebody didn't do bdikas chametz when he was supposed to do it? So it got pushed off a little bit. He didn't do it. So say the Chachamim, you could do it already the next morning. And if you didn't do it the next morning, you could do it Mishay Shoyes Ulamaylo. And if you didn't do it Mishay Shoyes Ulamaylo, then you could do it on Yontif. You could do it on Cholamot. You could do it whenever you want to do it. Fake Gemara. How could you do beer chametz? How could you go ahead and do bedikas chametz at a time that you're not allowed to eat the chametz? Why are you worried that you're going to find the chametz? Wow, yeah, shemi yimtzu guska yafa, and you're going to go ahead and eat it. As I freak the Gemara, and the Gemara asks it from a brisa where you find that issa chadash, you're not even allowed to have the issa chadash because there's always a concern that you may come to eat it. So freak the Gemara, how could the chachamim hold that if you didn't do bidikas chametz in the appropriate time, you could always do it later, even after the Zman Isser Achila. Why are you concerned that if we're in the Zman Isser Achila, that when you find it, you may go ahead and eat it? Says the Gemara. You know why you're not worried? Says, because the Hu Atzmei Machzer L'Sofer. Because what's this person doing now? He's burning it. The whole point is he's trying to find it to get rid of it. So what, you're concerned that he's going to go ahead and eat it? He's being Isaac right now in trying to destroy it. So if he's being Isaac in trying to destroy it, why do you have to be worried that right now he's going to go ahead and he's going to eat it? So said the Tribune of Goyim that it could be, you could say, based on the Kesef Mishnah, that the Iker is a Bishul Basav Echalav is a Gezer Shema Yavei Loichloi. The Kesef Mishnah was already Dairish time in the Kraf for us. He said it's Shema Yavei Loichloi. So if it's Shema Yavei Loichloi, then it could be over here. You don't have to be worried, Shema Yavei Loichloi. Because why is this Kemetz checking the chocolate? He's checking to make sure that there's no Basav Echalav. That's the whole point. Because he knows there's an Issa Basav Echalav. So while he's cooking the Basav Echalav to find out if it's kosher or not, because Chas V'Sholem, if there's Basav Echalav, the Torah's Nish Essen. V'Anshei Kodesh Te'ulim, V'Am Kodesh Adosh Avol Agav. He's going to go ahead and eat it. It's Mamish Tekamar Mitzachim. And he brings other places in Shas where you find the same idea. That if somebody is being involved right now in trying to get rid of something, you don't have to be worried that somehow he's going to be Niskarif to it. It's Hepech HaSvara. So he says, based on that Kamar Mitzachim, Taf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph, he wanted to be this was his koyach etera. He said it's going to be okay. It's interesting. The Hersh Pesach, the Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rabbi Yerushalayim and a tshuva. It's an Ilchus Basav Echalav in Yerideya Simen Ayin Tes. He brings this tshuva from the David Meisharim, from the Chabina Goyin. He grabs says that it could be. There's another thing that Chabina Goyin didn't discuss in his tshuva, and that is, do you have the halacha of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul when it comes to Basav Echalav? Everybody knows on Shabbos Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. And then some machlekes apesuk. Today he brings in Shulchan Aruch. What do you say Ein Bishul Acha Bishul when it comes to Basav Echalav? He says, because if you're going to say Ein Bishul Acha Bishul Basav Echalav, which many places can hold, and it's anyways going to be mutter. Because what are you worried that there may be Basav Echalav? There's only Basav Echalav. If it was cooked together, Derech Bishul Asra Torah, if it was cooked, then it was cooked already. So there's no problem cooking it a second time. Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. Either way, he's also Meirich on the Kesef Mishnah, the Chiddush. And by the way, we didn't learn yesterday's daf together, but the truth is, in light of yesterday's daf, there's a lot to talk about with this Kesef Mishnah. But the punchline right now is not the Kesef Mishnah. The punchline is what the Chabina Goyen took out of this Kesef Mishnah, and what Tzvi Pesach took out of this Kesef Mishnah. And that is the Gemara in Masechtis Psochim Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Who atzmai machzer l'sorfar mechol ka'achol mineh?" And that's something that's going to be true for Basav Echalav. If the whole Issur Bishul is that you shouldn't come to eat it, so if right now I'm cooking it to get rid of it in the event that there's Basav Echalav, there's no chashash, then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to eat it. I'm just thinking that Rabbi Grossman at Rabbi Bienenfeld's Malava Malka, Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman, he said that he's not worried about doing Kirov in these dangerous places. And he shtaltzu a sugya in Hilchus Basav Echalav. What was the sugya he shtaltzu? I did the Torah the half with anybody there. Maybe you can shtaltzu another sugya in Basav Echalav. And that's this Chabina Goyen right here. That's this Har Tzvi. It's this Gemara Psachim. There's an idea of who atzmai machzer. He's going ahead and he's trying to get rid of it. If you're cooking Basav Echalav to get rid of Basav Echalav, you have to be worried you're going to eat the Basav Echalav. If you're looking after the chametz to be mevayer the Basav Echalav, you don't have to be worried you're going to eat the Basav Echalav. So if a person is being oisek right now, you're right, he's getting a value. He has the chametz in his hand. Isn't that dangerous? Of course it's dangerous. But why are you holding the chametz? To get rid of the chametz. You're holding the chametz to get rid of it. You have to be worried that you're going to come eat it. You're cooking the Basav Echalav. Your mom is cooking Basav Echalav. But the whole issue is you might eat it. Wait, you're worried you're going to eat it? How am I going to eat it? I'm involved in getting rid of it. Of course I'm not going to eat it. So if somebody's involved in getting rid of these things, could be there's no chashash. Of course, I'll ask your local rabbi. This is Shaloy Aliba de Hilchasa, my part. But just a ha'ara.